Married by Tony Batten.
Ah, you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
Well?
Not enough parking spaces, apparently.
Not enough parking spaces? It's a nursery school.
Client says British family smug needs a bigger put-down zone for the four-wheel drives. God, how I hate smug families with four-wheel drives.
Back to the drawing board, then?
Too late. I told them what they can do with their commission.
Oh, it's all right for you, isn't it? You can afford to be precious. I've got a wife and two kids to feed.
Well, more fool you.
Look, Robin, don't you feel you've missed out never having a family?
Oh, yes, in the same way I've missed out on a myocardial infarction. Now, shut up and let me do some work.
It's just that we've won these awards for designing nursery schools and creches, and here you are without progeny and still unattached.
Oh, all that miracle of birth stuff. God, it's unnatural. How I hate all that miracle of birth stuff.
You're frightened of commitment.
Why do people think there has to be something wrong with you if you're not married by the time you're 40?
Well, there must be something wrong with you.
No, nothing. I'm perfect. My only regret is that I'm not more like me than I already am. Each day I give thanks for the molecular cocktail that is Robin Lightfoot. My joy is blighted only by the knowledge that so many are destined never to know my majesty.
Look, I'm not saying marriage is a nightmare-free zone. In fact, mine's wall-to-wall nightmare, but that's not the point. It's something you have to do. It's in the programme.
Oh, a ringing endorsement. Can't wait to have myself some of that nightmare.
Told Margaret the maternity unit had mislaid the baby. You know, as a joke.
It's quite subtle for you, Dirk. Your pranks rarely rise above the severed arm level.
I am not coming to any golden wedding celebration.
I see.
Well, sorry, Mother, I'm not. If you think I'm going to spend a day being prodded and pawed by grisly octogenarian aunts with hair sprouting from their vile faces...
How can we have a golden wedding without our only son?
You'll have to try, because frankly, I'd rather be emasculated by agricultural machinery. I look forward to the day I can have a conversation with my own mother without a gun in her hand.
Not enough sex, that's why I've always got a gun in my hand. Of course... I've given up on living long enough to see even your first wedding anniversary.
First, Dirk, now you. What century are you both living in? The 16th? Nobody gets married anymore.
Your problem is that you can't be bothered to make the effort. You're in a rut. I mean, you haven't even been abroad since 1986. All that freedom, and what do you do with it? Just sit in that sterile decontamination chamber you call a home and... vegetate.
I'm in a rut. What's 50 years of marriage if not a rut?
Be warned, Robin. One of the perils of turning into a recluse is that when you drop dead, your body won't be discovered for weeks.
Robin! David's found this wonderful new nursery school for Noah. It's only 10 minutes away, too.
Oh, within driving distance, then. Good job you've got a four-wheel drive.
Oh, it's a Montessori. It's just behind the station. Do you know it?
As it happens, yes, I designed it.
Trouble is, they don't seem to have a policy on cuddling, but the good...
Don't, Penny! I'm in denial about what happens to my lovely spaces and surfaces once inhabited by people.
Noah has astonishing language capabilities for his age, you know.
Well, I suggest you get him started on the latest Julian Barnes. Then he can fall in love with himself and have his own baby by the time he's 6.
Well, Mr. Crosspatch, what side of the bed did you get out of?
The side marked exceedingly pissed off. You know, if you'll excuse me, Penny, I've got an exciting evening planned, vegetating in my sterile decontamination chamber.
Ooh.
Affix the hull so that it is flush against the adjoining surface. Which adjoining surface? Take care not to foul the hull. What do they mean, foul the hull? Do they think I'm going to urinate on it? There's nothing to foul it with, you morons. 2 tubes of paint, but no glue. No wonder it sank on its maiden voyage. Got to stop talking to myself. Well, what am I saying? I'm the person I most enjoy talking to. My most scintillating conversations are with me. So, Robin, do you watch Newsnight or turn in? Turn in, I think, Robin. Feels like I've only been asleep 5 minutes. What?
Or a question of identifying the correct implements.
There's someone in bed with me. It's one of those dreams where you think you've woken up, but haven't. Yes, I'll wake up any moment now.
Who are you talking to?
Right, who are you? And what are you doing in my bed? Vacate it at once, please. Well, I'm waiting.
Who's phoning?
The police.
Why, what's happened?
Dad, Maxie won't let me get in the bathroom.
And who are you? And what do you mean, Dad?
Don't Robin, he's insecure enough as it is.
How do you know my name? Where are my pyjamas? I could have sworn I had them on when... I'm warning you, if you've done anything to me while I was asleep, interfered with me in some way...
Interfered with you?
Look, you, boy, pass me my dressing gown. Look, if you leave now, this moment, I won't press charges. This is not my dressing gown, boy.
Mum, what's wrong with Dad?
No, you know what he's like.
Pick a house that's empty next time you squat, or at least pick a room that's empty.
What?
The flaw in your plan was hoping I'd forget I lived alone.
I'll say this for you, Robin, you're as unpredictable now as the day we married.
Married? Did you say married? Well, I hope you can substantiate that. A marriage certificate will suffice.
Bathroom's free, rat face.
And who are you?
What's wrong with Dad?
Either it's a nervous breakdown or an elaborate joke at our expense.
Of course, a joke. Dirk. All that stuff yesterday about happy families. He set this up. This is his big one.
What?
Well, very good. Never let it be said Robin Lightfoot can't take a joke. Now bugger off the lot of you. Look, I've sussed. What's the point in going on with the joke when I've sussed? I've sussed.
Get down here, you two. You'll be late.
Nice idea to replace all my clothes with 70s gear, too.
70s gear?
Flares, wide lapels, that's 70s in my book. And what happened to the Titanic?
It's sunk.
If you've lost any pieces...
You'll have to get your own breakfast. I've got a deadline.
Yeah, indeed you have. I want you out of the house by... My kitchen! Which bastards distressed my kitchen? And my walls. There are pencil marks on my walls.
That's how high Ned is now, and that's how high he was in the summer holidays.
And whose finger marks are those on my doors? They cost me a fortune to have dipped. And what's that?
What?
In the garden.
A bonfire for Ned's bonfire party.
In my garden? He's having children to this party.
No, a group of pensioners from the day centre.
There are going to be children in my garden.
Oh, God.
You're smoking in my house. Oh. I'm supposed to stand here passively inhaling your smoke in my house. You're giving your children my food in my house. No, mustn't be churlish. Dirk's gone to a lot of trouble. The removal van alone must have cost an arm and a leg.
What are you talking about? What removal van?
To ship my furniture out and this pine nightmare in. It's like a Norwegian forest in here.
You chose the Norwegian forest.
Why didn't I hear anything?
Can I have some money, Dad?
No, bugger off and don't call me Dad.
Eat something, Maxine.
I'm not hungry. I'll be late tonight, debating society.
Debating society? Shouldn't he be on drugs and sleeping with half the school or something?
I'm amazed she's as normal as she is with a father like you. Not that you were ever around when you were needed.
No, I'll happily admit to that. You've done a splendid job without me, by the way. What's that?
The doorbell, what do you think?
That bing-bong thing is not my doorbell.
It's my Penny, Mum.
Penny.
Penny? Well, this is where the best laid plans, etc. Invite her in, boy.
No, don't you dare.
Probably popped over to report strange goings-on in the dead of night, involving removal vans.
Whatever happens, don't let her do the school run. She was drunk last time. Ned's lucky to be alive.
Drunk? This is Penny Needham we're talking about. The Needhams and their droid child are so perfect, they're probably an early experiment in cloning.
Your doorbell isn't working.
Ah, Penny, come in, meet my secret wife. Sorry, don't know her name, you know how it is. We've only been married, what, 15, 16 years? Oh, and meet one of my secret children. They're a credit to me, apparently. So much so, I'm thinking of advertising myself as a sperm bank.
What's the matter with him?
Take no notice.
It's a new idea, you see, Penny, like dial a pizza, except you dial a spouse instead. And hey presto, one arrives in the night. Children optional.
I might take advantage of that myself.
Oh, now, look, Penny, don't upset yourself.
What am I going to do? William's due in juvenile court at 10. I just can't face it. I'm at the end of my tether.
Who's William? What happened to Noah?
Who?
Robin's doing the school run. He'll take little Asda to school.
Asda? Asda?
Has David been in touch yet, Penny?
What does David want with me now he's got Patrick? Patrick's much more exciting. Patrick's had his nipple pierced. Oh, I should have noticed the signs. The way he hired those transvestites in Italy.
Oh, brilliant, Dirk, to have given the neighbours their own subplot.
It can happen to you too, Mr. Robin Lightfoot. How will you feel then, when your family's no longer there for you?
I'm hoping it'll happen quite soon, in the next few hours, in fact.
Oh, you're sick.
Oh, ignore him. It's his idea of a joke. Only in order for it to work, you've got to pretend the joke's on him.
It's no joke for me, Robin. You try living as a single mother on benefits.
Well, I'll pass if you don't mind. I'm still coming to terms with being a father.
Hey, what about the school run?
I don't drive.
So whose car is that in the drive?
What car?
That car.
There's a car in the drive.
They've turned the Brewer's Arms into a wine bar. Why hadn't I noticed before? I could have sworn.
You're walking the wrong way.
Dirk, what can I say? Magnifico! The scale of the operation is simply staggering. We'll draw a veil over the distressing of my kitchen. It'll be a long time before I can forgive you for that. But the new wardrobe was a masterly touch. Oh, you've kept back a few items for yourself, I see.
What?
The flares, the kipper tie.
Everyone dresses like this.
Yeah, they did in 1973. This is 1999.
I know it's 1999. What's the matter with you?
What happened to the Discovery?
What?
You've got a new car. I thought you had a four-wheel drive.
No, it's not new. I've had the Van der Linden for years.
The Van der Linden? There's no such car.
In that case, I'm driving a car that doesn't exist.
Well, get in, then.
Must have cost a fortune to hire this place. Or did he borrow it off a mate for the day?
Will you help me look for the drawings?
Actually, we should think about relocating to a place like this.
I've got a clue what you're on about.
Well, no, seriously, a converted barn is just the right image for a firm of architects.
A firm of what?
Nice touch.
What?
This photo, this faked photo of me with my perfect family.
Found them. Need to go through them with you before the presentation.
What presentation?
This one's straightforward enough. Pile of steaming vomit on the front of the card. Caption reads, sorry about last night.
Oh.
You don't like that one. Caption for this one reads, the sex was great. I think you ought to see your doctor. You don't like that one either. Headline caption reads, I've admired you from afar. Open the card. I'm your stalker.
What?
Okay, it needs fine-tuning, yeah?
Well, I'm just breathless with admiration.
Yeah, they're not that good.
No, not only do I find myself with a new domestic agenda, but I also seem to have acquired a new profession. I go to bed an architect and wake up, what, part owner of a greetings card business?
Of course. This is a joke, right? You're pretending you've lost your memory.
So who does what round here?
You do the art direction and I do the gags.
Oh, and we're successful?
Yes, Robin, we're successful.
What's that? If that's what I think it is...
You want some?
Well, how long have you been taking this stuff?
It helps me get through the presentations. Anyway, it's not as if it's illegal or anything.
I think you'll find it is, actually. Now, look, now, time to put your hand up, Dirk. I know it's you. By the way, why haven't you shaved?
Who wants to know? The shaving police?
Or did the PTA meeting turn into a poker school or something?
PTA meeting? You're the one who's always rushing off to PTA meetings.
Look, I'm warning you, my patience is finite.
Why haven't I got what you've got? A good woman and a couple of kids.
What are you talking about? You've got Margaret.
When I'm a lonely old fart in a nursing home, you'll be nestled in the bosom of your family. Who's Margaret?
Oh, I get it. All this has been laid on to show me how arid my life is.
I could have had what you've got. With Alice. I loved Alice. But even that relationship I destroyed. That's what I do best, you see. Destroy beautiful things. If only she hadn't caught me with Emma.
Emma being?
Her daughter, of course. Not that it meant anything. Don't know why Alice made such a fuss. Anyone think Emma was 15?
How old was she?
16.
Oh, Dirk.
Oh, it's good to know the man who's got everything can still find time to laugh at the man who's got nothing.
Well, I've got you to thank for being the man who's got everything. You're the one who arranged my family. Oh, they're very good, by the way. No, in fact, you surprised me. I thought you might be out of your depth with existential jokes. Always supposing you know it's a joke, of course.
Is there anything more barren than earning a living thinking up gags for greeting cards? I've wasted my life, Robin. You sure you don't want any of this?
Do close your mouth, Robin. A gaping mouth is so unattractive in a man.
The strapless dress and the poor sunglasses. Well, they're a bit of a shock, that's all. You realise they'll clash with your gun.
What gun, darling?
The gun you use to assuage your genocidal tendencies on every rival species on our beleaguered planet.
I haven't got a gun.
Look, I'm glad you came over. I've got something to tell you.
If it's about your golden wedding celebrations, Mother, forget it. I'm not coming. I'm too close to my own golden wedding for it to be a novelty.
Are you feeling all right?
Fine. Fine. A bit like Scrooge on Christmas Eve, but apart from that...
Robin, I wanted you to be the first to know. I'm getting married.
I see. Would this be to Dad?
No. To Billy.
Billy being...
My builder.
Your builder, of course. Sorry, I'm a bit slow today.
I love him, Robin. He used to be a champion weightlifter.
Well, that would swing it for me.
They're having the engagement party on Saturday.
And will this be before or after the golden wedding celebrations? By the way, where is Dad?
In Spain, last I heard.
In Spain? What's he doing in Spain?
Well, I remember. What does Ned want for his birthday?
Oh, bikes. Bikes in my lovely hallway.
You were meant to pick up Ned from school.
Oh, you're still here, I see. Please go. Please. Oh, yes, we have an invite to my mother's engagement party. She's marrying the builder.
She came round with him yesterday. It's like Lady Chatterley and Mellors.
My mother, the bigamist.
You better hope your father doesn't appear and smash the place up again.
My father? The man who hasn't stirred from his comfy chair since flares went out of fashion? Oh, keep forgetting. They never did they?
He's moved back in.
Wasn't aware he'd moved out.
We appear to be having separate conversations.
If ever you wanted to move out, if that dream contract on an oil rig came along... I'm a great believer in women finding their own voice, soaring high into the clouds of achievement, unhampered by husband or patriarchy.
You've never forgiven me, have you? You know what hurts most? The fact that you didn't believe me. Well, I don't care. I know I never went to bed with Dirk.
Dirk? My Dirk?
Stop it, Robin. Just stop it.
Well, look, consider yourself forgiven. I've decided not to stand in your way. Well, off you toddle, then.
You'd just watch me go, too, wouldn't you? You'd watch me walk out that door and not lift a finger.
Odd, isn't it? You can live with someone half your life and still not know them.
One day, when you've had your stroke, I'm going to stick you in the attic with Ned Strain. Just you and the train, watching the train go round and round the track, round and round.
Oh, splendid. I knew beneath that mumsy exterior lurked a warped soul.
I have tried, Robin. God knows I have tried to make this relationship work.
Well, you can't expect to work miracles in a day. By the way, I want you to know this isn't personal.
Not personal?
No, you seem a nice, if slightly warped, person.
Oh, God!
In fact, I think Dirk should give you a bonus.
What? The marriage certificate you wanted to see. Personally, I don't think it's worth the paper it's written on.
It's a dream. All this is a dream. It's the only explanation.
Dad, can I have some money for fireworks?
No, bugger off and don't call me Dad.
Dad, why do you and Mum argue all the time?
Well, we've been married a long time, apparently. Huh. Tony Blair's leader of the Conservative Party, I see.
Ned, will you come to the table now? And I do mean now!
Oh, Liz Hurley is married to Kenneth Branagh.
They're splitting up.
What?
Kenneth Branagh and Liz Hurley.
Oh, and look, there's a sale on at Marks, Bruce and Willis. So who did Spencer team up with, I wonder? Gilbert and Sullivan? Oh. It must have taken Dirk months to put this lot together. He's created a whole new universe here. It's like picking up a copy of the Borchester Echo. So then, what's the plan? You drug me and I sleep for 12 hours?
Hey, that's it. Tomorrow I'll wake up and won't be sure if this happened. Nobody will say anything and I'll go along with it. I'll pretend I dreamt it. There'll just be a missing day to explain away, if there's a missing day, if I'm not dreaming this.
Dad's talking to himself, Mum.
Furniture, marriage certificate. Well, easy to arrange, no problem. But the wear and tear. The distressed kitchen.
This is your midlife crisis, yeah?
There are a few bits of the puzzle here that defeat all known physical laws, but once I've cracked them...
There are two policemen outside Mad Penny's house.
Oh, dear. Well, she'll have to come out of character now. Wait a minute, I know that policeman. It's Roger Burton.
Who's Roger Burton?
My dentist. I thought he confined his fantasies to Amdram at the church hall.
Where are you going?
To make an appointment with my dentist.
This potato is your father. And this kitchen knife is a kitchen knife. And this is me going berserk with the kitchen knife in the not-too-distant future! I promise to pick a day when you're both at school.
There's nothing to see, sir. The house has been repossessed and the lady's understandably a little upset and has barricaded herself inside.
Look, Roger, could I make an appointment? I'm having some trouble with the bridge work you did.
You know this Pratt, Rog?
Never seen him before. Look, go back inside, sir.
Oh, no, I'm not coming out, you know! I'll burn the house down if you don't talk! Go away!
No, you won't. You just built on a new conservatory.
Look, if you don't go back inside, you're nicked.
Oh, arrested by your less than proficient dentist. That's not something that happens every day.
Where is this backup?
Backup? There'll be no backup. Dirk's budget might run to hiring a couple of police cozzies, but it most certainly won't run to the entire panoply of the emergency services.
You okay?
The headlines again. King Richard has been admitted to the King Edward VIII Hospital for what Buckingham Palace has described as routine surgery. The Conservative Party leader, Tony Blair, has attacked sports commentator Jonathan Dimbleby for what he described as blatant political bias during his commentary for last night's Arsenal-Manchester United match. Kenneth Branagh and Elizabeth Hurley are to separate. BBC Radio News.
It was rather undignified, I thought, the way they carried poor Penny out like that.
This is really happening. This is my life.
Is it so bad?
Yes, considering this life bears no resemblance to the one I had last night. Last night, I didn't have a wife and family. My partner, an architect and not a greetings card entrepreneur, was married and hadn't tried to steal the wife I didn't have. My mother wasn't about to marry her builder, and Kenneth Branagh wasn't about to divorce Elizabeth Hurley. My dentist was my dentist, and Penny and David Needham, my oh-so-perfect neighbours, weren't the family from hell. And the world didn't dress like Jason King on his way to a 70s night.
How long are you going to keep this up?
Obviously, I've wandered into some kind of parallel universe.
Obviously.
Either that or I've lost my memory and can't remember the last 16 years. No, I know, I discount that on the grounds I can remember the last 16 years. At least you have Star Trek here. Even if Kirk and Spock are played by Peter Falk and Donald Sutherland.
Look, I'm tired.
And that's for this whole Richard Whiteley thing. In my world, he was just the bloke who introduced Countdown. Here, you can get a prison sentence for urinating against his statue. Well, you're coming to bed?
So?
This bed?
You've seen the marriage certificate.
You might be married. I'm not. So what is our marriage like?
You're asking me?
Well, who else can I ask? It appears you've been living with me for 16 years.
So I've been living with you for 16 years, but you haven't been living with me?
Yeah, that's a fair summary.
Well, that would explain a lot.
So what do? You work, I hope. I'm not going to keep you.
Do you really want to talk about the career I never had? The jobs I turned down so that you could advance your career? I could have married Barry. He'd have done anything for me.
So I am going to have to keep you.
You have never had to keep me. My translation work more than pays
for... The thing is, Leslie, do you mind if I call you Leslie?
No.
I'd resigned myself to being single. I was in a rut, frightened of commitment.
So I see.
I turned into a terminal stay-at-home. I haven't been out of the country since 1986, so as I'm sure you can appreciate, being plonked down in a parallel universe is a bit of a culture shock.
Now, listen, Robin, I am never going to believe all this stuff about you being someone else. What I'd like to know is whether you believe it.
But don't you think people should be allowed to choose who they want to spend half their life with?
You did! You chose me! But you're a different person then. A nicer person.
Look, you don't want to be married to me. Besides, only estate agents and people in sitcoms get married nowadays. That's what it feels like, you see. As if I wandered onto the set of a sitcom. Sitcom children, sitcom wife.
Thanks very much.
Sitcom mother. My mother was dramatically plausible. She went around killing things. But my new mother is a sitcom stereotype. The randy pensioner mum. Usually played by Honor Blackman.
Honor Blackman? The Minister of Transport?
Yeah, and that's something else. The Liberal Democrats. In power. Inconceivable.
Is there another woman?
Another woman? There wasn't even a woman 24 hours ago.
Admit it. This whole charade is an elaborate construction to avoid talking about us.
Is there talking to be done?
We might find a few things.
Oh, why couldn't I wake up and find myself happily married? Oh, no, my marriage has to be dying on its matrimonial feet.
Where are you going?
To the spare room. Never sleep with a woman on a first date.
It was our fifth date.
What?
We did it on our fifth date.
How touching. You remember. Look, you may have done it with me, but I certainly didn't do it with you.
Oh, don't start that again.
It's only fair to tell you that I intend to try to get back to my own dimension at the earliest opportunity. Hey, I've just had a thought. If I'm here, then your Robin, the married Robin, must be sitting in my house wondering what's happened to his family. Oh. There are hundreds of them, apparently.
Hundreds of what?
Alternative universes. Oh. I'm probably David Needham's boyfriend in one of them.
Oh. It can't be morning already. Feels like I've only been asleep 5 minutes. Maybe... Please, God, let yesterday be one of those dreams where you think you've woken up but haven't. Or a joke. Or a joke in a dream, or a dream in a joke, or something. But let me be alone again, God. Let me die alone so that my body won't be found for weeks.
Dad, Maxine won't let me get in the bathroom.
Looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle and strive, I'll ever get out of this world alive.
In Married by Tony Bagley, Hugh Bonneville was Robin, Josie Lawrence, Leslie, and Barbara Murray, Julia. Stephen Frost was Dirk, Melanie Hudson, Penny, Sam Bradley, Ned, Anne Gosling, Maxine, and Anthony Ofebu was the policeman. The producer was Claire Jones.
Well, who's got the key?
You have.
I've told you I don't drive.
I see.
Well, what's the problem?
Work it out for yourself.
You don't drive either.
Right.
We own a car that neither of us can drive.
We own a car that you can drive.
We've got a car we can't even use. A four-wheel drive, too.